Acts 21. And when, having got away from them, we at last sailed away, we came by a direct course to Kos, and on the morrow to Rhodes, and thence to Patara. And having found a ship passing over to Phoenicia, we went on board and sailed. And having sighted Cyprus, and left it on the left hand, we sailed to Syria, and made the land at Tyre, for there the ship was to discharge her cargo. And having found out the disciples, we remained there 7 days, who said to Paul by the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. But when we had completed the days, we set out and took our journey, all of them accompanying us, with wives and children, till we were out of the city. And kneeling down upon the shore, we prayed. And having embraced one another, we went on board ship, and they returned home. And we, having completed the voyage, arrived from Tyre at Ptolemais, and having saluted the brethren, we remained 1 day with them. And leaving on the morrow, we came to Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was of the 7, we abode with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied, and as we stayed there many days, a certain man, by name Agabus, a prophet, came down from Judea, and coming to us and taking the girdle of Paul, and having bound his own hands and feet, said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, The man whose this girdle is shall the Jews thus bind in Jerusalem, and deliver him up into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and those of the place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. But Paul answered, What do ye, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we were silent, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after these days, having got our effects ready, we went up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing with them a certain Mnason, a Cyprian, an old disciple, with whom we were to lodge. And when we arrived at Jerusalem, the brethren gladly received us. And on the morrow Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders came there. And having saluted them, he related one by one the things which God had wrought among the nations by his ministry. And they, having heard it, glorified God, and said to him, Thou seest, brother, how many myriads there are of the Jews who have believed, and all are zealous of the law. And they have been informed concerning thee that thou teachest all the Jews among the nations apostasy from Moses, saying that they should not circumcise their children nor walk in the customs. What is it then? A multitude must necessarily come together, for they will hear that thou art come. This do therefore that we say to thee, We have 4 men who have taken a vow on them. Take these and be purified with them, and pay their expenses, that they may have their heads shaved. And all will know that of those things of which they have been informed about thee, nothing is true, but that thou thyself walkest orderly, keeping the law. But concerning those of the nations who have believed, we have written, deciding that they should observe no such thing, only to keep themselves both from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul, taking the men, on the next day, having been purified, entered with them into the temple, signifying the time of the days of the purification would be fulfilled, until the offering was offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were nearly completed, the Jews from Asia, having seen him in the temple, set all the crowd in a tumult, and laid hands upon him, crying, Israelites, help! This is the man who teaches all everywhere against the people, and the law, and this place, and has brought Greeks too into the temple, and profaned this holy place. For they had before seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And the whole city was moved, and there was a concourse of the people, and having laid hold on Paul, they drew him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, a representation came to the Chiliarch of the band that the whole of Jerusalem was in a tumult, who, taking with him immediately soldiers and centurions, ran down upon them. But they, seeing the Chiliarch and the soldiers, ceased beating Paul. Then the Chiliarch came up and laid hold upon him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and inquired who he might be, and what he had done. And different persons cried some different thing in the crowd. But he, not being able to know the certainty on account of the uproar, commanded him to be brought into the fortress. But when he got upon the stairs, it was so that he was borne by the soldiers on account of the violence of the crowd. For the multitude of the people followed, crying, "Away with him!" But as he was about to be led into the fortress, Paul says to the Chiliarch, "Is it allowed to me to say something to thee?" And he said, "Dost thou know Greek? Thou art not, then, that Egyptian who before these days raised a sedition and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men of the assassins?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus, citizen of no insignificant city of Cilicia, and I beseech thee, allow me to speak to the people." And when he had allowed him, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with his hand to the people, and a great silence having been made, he addressed them in the Hebrew tongue, saying,